or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Our primary assignment is to labor for that which does not perish, the meat. His disciples left him at Jacob's well, and he was talking to a woman at Jacob's well. And when they returned, they had gone to get meat. And they said, Lord, will you eat? He said, I have meat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish the work. Let me tell you something about the Word of God. You want better, an increased level of health in your body? Increase your intake of the Word. The Word is health to your navel. Marrow to your bones. Jesus proved this when he was tempted by the devil. 40 days and 40 nights he went without bread. And then the devil came to him and said, I know you're hungry. You be the Son of God, make these stones bread. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The Word of God will do you better than your bread. Hello? See, that bread can't feed your spirit, man. You have to understand, get this thing in the right context. You are a spirit having a human experience. You are not a human having a spiritual experience. You are a spirit in an earth suit. The real you is on the inside. Amen. And this body groans like the creation groans. For that freedom where God takes all the limitations off. See, Jesus experienced that in his resurrection body. When he was resurrected, after 3 days, his spirit entered back into his body and gave it life. But it was a different body. Even though he retained the nail prints, it was a different body. Because he could appear in a room where the door was closed. In other words, matter didn't matter. He could walk right through the wall. Are you hearing me? That's the resurrection body. That's what we groan. Not to take off anything, but to be clothed upon. And what's going to happen, that spirit is rising and gaining momentum on the inside of us till one day it's going to break out. That's kingdom. It's going to break out and we're going to break forth. People will experience being translated. Time and distance will have no authority. The natural realm, we will defy the natural realm of things. Ah, somebody lost. Are y'all hearing? That's the church. I'm not talking about in the sweet by and by. I'm talking about the church on the earth. The church in her glory. The church in a full manifestation of the Christ. Because it's his nature. You got to understand, this is how Adam was in creation. Adam wasn't some little peepsqueak. If Adam had dominion over everything, and I'm just saying now, don't say, I don't see that in the scripture. But if he had dominion over the birds, he didn't necessarily have to have wings. I've seen angels. Angels don't have wings. Some of y'all see angels with wings all the time, but I've seen them without wings. It don't mean that he had to have wings to fly. Well, I better leave that alone because the amens are getting too scarce in here. Adam was so great that Jesus himself was called the second Adam. All we focus on with Adam a lot of time is that he ate of the tree. He messed everything up. But before he messed everything up, God, listen, when God created Adam,
there was nothing in him, but he was grown.
He didn't grow up from infancy. He was created.
So God would come down in the garden every day
and walk with him and talk with him, because words carry nature. And when God would talk with him, he put his nature in him. He was putting his nature in Adam. He was already in his image and likeness. Now he just needed to be filled up. That's who Adam was. And what was in God's heart, God put into Adam. And he said, Adam, you name the animals. And what was in God's heart was in Adam's heart. Adam looked at them and could discern their nature. And he named them according to their nature as God had created them. He was brilliant. All right, we're going to take a look at laboring to enter into rest. Genesis 15 and verse number 4. God speaking to Abraham, or Abram. Let me start at verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir. Okay? Eliezer was the only one in Abram's house that qualified to be an heir. But God said, This shall not be thine heir. Go with me to chapter 16 and verse 1. Laboring to enter his rest. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, bare him no children. She had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Now let me pause there a moment, because God gave Abram a promise. And he said, Eliezer shall not be your heir. Now, like many of us, Abram and Sarai, we'll see in this chapter, took upon themselves to do what only God could do, or to fulfill a promise from God. That's a real mistake that saints, let me say saints, sons, children of God make. God gives you a promise, then you go right away trying to work it out, trying to do it. You get ahead of God. Just because God promised you something doesn't mean that, you know, you start yesterday. Now, we don't want to drag our feet. We don't want to, you know, be lazy or unbelieving. But at the same time, here, we want to see how we labor to enter into his rest. See, God will allow you on different occasions to make mistakes. How many know that's part of your training? Come on. How many know that's part of how God trains you? He'll let you bump your head, stub your toe. He'll let you miss the mark on purpose to train you, to deal with your spirit man, to enlarge your capacity. If you never went through anything, you wouldn't have any kind of testimony. You wouldn't know how to tell people to overcome stuff, because you never overcame anything. But when you learn as you go along, and the process is so important to learn through the process. So God says, Eliezer is not going to be your heir. Gives him a promise. And so Sarai get together in chapter 16. She had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. Now, if I may, and I don't mean to be offensive here, but I want to warn these brethren. This is the second story since Genesis. We see that wife is messing the man up. Help me out, brothers. Come on, help me out here, brothers. Don't leave me hanging. First we see Eve. Now we see Sarai. God have restrained me from bearing. Maybe he wants you. Why are you bringing me into the picture? Maybe he wants you to go in under Sarah. I mean, under Hagar, and bear children by her, or I bear children by her. See the problem here, and it's not really a problem unless we allow it to be a problem, is that women and men are wired differently. They are. They're wired. Thinking out of different sides of the brain. Women tend, and this is not, I'm not being critical, I'm being honest. And if you're honest, you'll say amen. They tend to act more on emotion. Amen. Come on, ladies, help me out here, because I'm telling the truth. Don't make me take my jacket off and start preaching, because I know I'm telling the truth. Now, that's just the rule of thumb. That's not all women and all, but as a rule, that's how God has wired us, that they act more on emotion. And women can be very, very discerning, more so than men a lot of times. You know, we tend to see what men tend to do. They tend to do, and then they say, wait a minute. She didn't have me eat this fruit. Now, wait. God told me, you know, he's scratching his head now. He already did. But I said that to say this, because that's why God gave the man to be a covering, in a sense. The two working together, the twain becoming one, will balance one another out. I better leave that subject alone. It's true. And the scripture says things on purpose. God ain't make no mistake when he talked in the New Testament epistles about the divine order. And it's due to the fall. It's due to the curse that's in the earth. There's God, there's Christ, there's the man, there's the woman, there's the children. Come on, I don't care what society is trying, how they're trying to twist this thing up with men and men and women and all that foolishness. That's God's divine order. And there's an anointing. There's something that works through that order. Look at somebody, tell them, get your house in order. And listen, it doesn't lessen one under the other. When God created Adam, that's plural. Male and female. It wasn't male here and female there. The twain are one, but they have different functions. Two heads is a monster. Even Jesus himself is the Son. He's not trying to be the Father. And the Holy Ghost is not trying to be the Son. There's an order. And it's divine. When we get this thing right, if some of us would just humble ourselves, God will exalt you. You ain't got to be fighting and contending and arguing and rebellious and stubborn. Gonna have your way. You put the brakes on the whole work. A house divided cannot stand. It can exist, but it ain't a home. Two chips passing in the night. God can't bless that. We need to find our place. Come on, tell somebody, find your place. And that doesn't give a husband a right to mistreat his wife. You know what the Bible says. You need to sit down. As a matter of fact, men are to give themselves for their wife like Christ did for his church.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of our series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our message, labor to enter his rest. Stay free from the spirit of unbelief and doubt. It will cause you to believe today and doubt tomorrow. Establish your prayer life. God will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed upon him. When you're at rest, the first things you notice are, number one, you have discernment. Number two, God gives you direction. Number three, God eventually brings you into dominion. You will see the working of God in and through your life. You'll be able to stop the voice of the soul realm when the devil is trying to get you down, and instead, you will hear the voice of God clearly. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Jack.